and he suddenly found his business was ruined. And he arrived in Europe, having lost his daughters, having lost his business, having lost everything. And his wife sent him a telegram saying, "Business has collapsed. Everything is lost." And he sent a telegram back to her. And he sent back a telegram and it said, "It is well with my soul." That's it. It is well with my soul. That's it. That's peace. That's peace. It's when no matter what happens, you know that God is God. It means that when you lose your business, it's all right, because you know that you haven't lost God. You haven't lost your Saviour. You haven't lost your forgiveness. God is still your God. You may have no resources on earth, but you've got treasure laid up in heaven. It's all right. It's well with your soul. That's it. Peace, peace. And that is what God is willing to give you. God is willing to give you the kind of peace that no matter what happens to you, you're all right. You're all right. You know that God is with you. You can take any trial. You can go through any trouble because you know that you've been living for God. If you've been living for God, God gives you life and he gives you peace. And you can take any trouble. You can stand any difficulty because you've been walking with the Lord. That's how that man was able to write that in. "It is well in peace, like a river attendeth my way." It's all right. It is well with my soul. That's it, life and peace, knowing God as your God, knowing that he's your Saviour, knowing that no matter what happens to you, you'll be all right, you're in the hands of God. Nothing ever happens to you outside of the will of God. There are no real accidents. We use the word accident. There are no accidents to a Christian. Nothing is out of control. God is in control. And as long as you are living for him, walking in his will, it's all right. He'll keep you. He'll protect you. He may send tests and trials and difficulties, but he'll keep you. And in the middle of the trial, he'll give you peace. He'll give you peace. And you'll know that all is well with your soul. My covenant with him was a covenant of life, a covenant of peace. Life, peace, provision, provision. God will provide for you. He'll give you your needs. He won't give you everything you might want, but he'll meet your needs. He'll be your God. He'll care for you. You'll never lack anything that you really need if you are in God's will. And you never find God lets you down. No Christian who stays in the will of God ever finds that God lets them down. There's nobody here. There's nobody here who could give that testimony, is there? Anybody want to give a testimony tonight? And you come up and you say, "Well, I'm giving my testimony tonight. And years ago, I was really obeying the Lord and I was living for him. I was walking, and God let me down." That's your testimony? Is that your experience? Have you ever found, when you are walking in the will of God, that God lets you down? That's the testimony that no Christian has. The psalmist said, "I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed lacking bread." Not only will God not let you down, if you are walking in the Lord, he won't let your children down. "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed lacking bread." God doesn't say, "Well, you're all right, you're walking with the Lord, but I'll let your children." They're not godly children, so I'll leave them. No, if God abandoned your children, it would upset you, wouldn't it? Now, your children are in trouble, it upsets you, doesn't it? So if you are walking in the will of the Lord, not only will the righteous not be forsaken, their seed will not be lacking bread either. He'll care for your children. That doesn't mean that they can be saved without believing. People sometimes think that as long as I believe, my children will be saved. No, your children had better believe. You get them to believe. They'll be saved if they believe. They won't be saved if they don't believe. You get them to believe. Don't you say, "Well, I'll believe so they'll be saved." No, they've got to believe. They can't inherit your salvation. They've got to be saved for themselves. You get your children saved. Don't you say, "Well, I'm saved, so that means you're right." But I tell you, they won't be forsaken. They won't be lacking bread. They'll be all right. God will care for them because you are walking with the Lord. Provision, not only for you, but for the next generation down. He'll even care for those who you are responsible for. You feel responsible for them, so God will take care of them as well. Provision. My God will meet all of your needs. But if you are not walking with the Lord, don't you be surprised. if you find yourself in trouble. And God says to these priests, he said, I will curse your seed. We'll come to that next week. Because of you, I will rebuke your seed. We'll come to that verse. But God promises provision. He'll protect us. He'll give us what we need. Those who sow to the Spirit will reap blessings, reap things back from God. Life, peace, provision, and the last thing that I want to mention tonight is honour. God will give us honour. He'll give us success. He'll give us glory. You know, God wants to give us success. He does. He wants to give us success. But success comes to us in God's way and in God's time. You might want success in your way. You may say, I want to go into the office tomorrow and I want my boss to come to me and say, well done, I've made you the manager. I've raised your salary by 3 times what you're getting. You are the manager. That might be what you want. But that's your way of getting success. God doesn't promise you to give you success your way, but he does promise you success his way. He promises that you will eventually get to honour. You'll get to honour. You see, when man fell, the Bible tells us that all have sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. When we sin, we fell from our glory, we fell from our honour, we become dishonoured. And you know, every person likes to get back his lost glory. Everybody likes to get honour. We feel what people think about us, don't we? Somebody doesn't like you, but you're hurt. Somebody scorns you, or despises you, or disregards you, it worries you, it bothers you. We like honour, don't we? We like praise, and we like people to appreciate us and praise us. Look, if you will live for the honour of God, if you will live for the glory of God, one day, maybe soon, maybe not so soon, but one day, if you will live for the glory of God, God will let you get honour, he will. And one of the blessings that these priests were meant to get, they were meant to get honour. After all, a priest was a very important position. And if you were a priest in Israel, people honoured you. They said, well, he's a priest. He works in the temple. And they honoured the priests, you see, and the priests were one of the elites in Israel. Everybody admired the priest. But God says, if you will not honour me, if you will not set your heart to honour me, well, I'll curse you, I'll take your blessings away, I'll rebuke your sins, and I'll spread dirt all over your face. And people with dirt all over their face do not get much honour. They lose their honour, you see, and they're disgraced. And God says, I'll disgrace you, I'll take your honour away. And you won't like it. I'll remove honour from you. I'll remove your reputation. You'll lose it. You'll be dishonoured by the people. You see, if you don't honour God, God stops honouring you. If you don't see the glory of God, people won't see anything about you to honour either. You don't honour the glory of God's name, nobody will honour you. But if you will honour the glory of God's name, eventually people will get to honour you. They will. Even unsaved people will honour you. They'll say, well, I don't know if I like him being a Christian, but I have to say, he's a good person. He's a trustworthy person. I really rather like him. Even the unsaved will honour you if you're living for the glory of God. God wants to give you honour, and he will. He'll give it to you as long as you're living for God. He'll give it to you as long as his honour means more than your honour. If you want honour more than anything else, God won't give it to you. But if you want God's honour first and your honour second, God will let you have it. He will. He'll let you be honoured because you're living for the honour of God. You're living for the glory of God. And he'll give you a little bit of glory, a little bit of glory even now. And when you get to heaven, you'll be fully glorified. You'll be glorified and everybody will honour you. The whole universe will honour you when you get to glory. He'll give you your honour as long as you are living for the glory of God. Well, lastly tonight then, and then we must stop. What is it that God wants? He warns these priests. He says, I'll curse your blessings. I'll take away your life. I'll take away your peace. I'll take away your provisions. I'll take away your honour. I'll curse your blessings if you don't live for me. What is it that God wanted? Three things. Number one, he wants them to take God's warning to heart personally. He says, verse 1, this admonition is for you. He wants these priests to hear God's word personally. You see, sometimes when we listen to God's word, we listen to how appropriate God's word is for somebody else. Have you ever done that? You've been listening to God's word and you've said, well, I hope brother so-and-so is here. I think he needs to hear that word tonight. You've been listening to God's word and you've seen how appropriate God's word is for somebody else. I hope she's listening. Lord, please let sister so-and-so really be listening. She needs this, Lord. No, God wants you to take his word to yourself. Not for anybody else, for yourself. It's to you. Malachi says, look, I hope you're listening, priest. This admonition is for you. God wants the priest to take his word personally, take it to themselves. And that's what we should always do when we hear God's word. You should do that tonight. Every night you ever hear God's word, don't take God's word for somebody else. Don't say, well, that was really good. I hope brother so-and-so was hearing that. Don't take God's word for somebody else. Take it only for yourself. Just say, there was something there tonight that I needed to know. There's something there tonight God was saying that bit to me. Take it to yourself. Take God's word to heart personally. This admonition is for you. Secondly, God wants them to truly hear. He wants them to truly hear. Verse 2, if you do not listen, if you don't listen, if it doesn't get through to you. Remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You see, some people have ears to hear, but they don't hear. They have ears, it goes into their ears, but it doesn't go into their hearts. They have ears to hear, but they don't really hear. And Jesus says, he that has ears to hear, well, let him hear, let it go in. That's what God wants of you. He wants that his word will go into your heart, that you will really hear. That it doesn't only go into your ears, it goes into your heart, it goes into your spirit, and you take it, you accept what God's saying to you. This admonition for you is for you, O priest. If you don't listen, if you don't hear, if I can't get through to you, says Malachi, you're going to be in trouble. But if you listen, if you hear, you'll be all right. God wants the priest to take his word to heart personally. He wants the priest to truly hear. And thirdly, and lastly tonight, he wants these priests to set their hearts to honour God. If you don't listen, and if you do not set your heart to honour my name, what is it that God wants? He wants these priests to set their hearts. What does that mean? What does it mean to set your heart? It means you get ready. It means you get ready in your spirit, your heart, your innermost nature. You say, well, I'm going to honour God. I'm going to honour God. I'm going to see what God is like. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to pray. I'm going to deal with God. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to see the glory of God's name. And you set your heart. You set your heart. You get ready to see the glory of God. You know that God's going to speak to you. You know that God's going to reveal himself to you. You know that God's going to do things in your life. And you're getting ready. You're eager to see the glory of God. You're eager to see God at work. And you're setting your heart ready for God to work in your life. Are you going to do that? That's what God wants. God wants that you should personally take his word. God wants that you should truly hear in your heart. God wants that you should set your heart, that you get yourself ready, and you're getting yourself ready to honour God's name, to see the glory of God, to see how much he loves you, to see his wisdom, his power, his mercy, his greatness, and you're living for the glory of God. You don't care what people think of you. You're living for the glory of God, and you're honouring his name. You're not going to offer any shabby offerings. You're not going to give any cheap, scruffy animals. You're going to give the very best that you've got for God. You're not going to worry about what other people think. You're going to worry about what God thinks. You're living to the glory of God. What does God want from these priests? What does God want from us? He wants from us that we set our hearts to honour his name. And if we set our hearts to honour his name, well then those who sow to the Spirit will back from the Spirit reap blessings. We'll reap life. We'll be alive unto God. We'll reap peace. We'll reap the provisions of God abundantly flowing into our life. We'll reap honour. We'll achieve something for the Lord. Those who sow to the Spirit will back from the Spirit reap eternal life. That's the way to live. You're saved already. I trust, I'm hoping that you believe in Jesus, that you're saved already. You've got a home in heaven. But that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Now you sow to the Spirit. You live for God. And those who sow to the Spirit, back from the Spirit, reap eternal life. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you that you put more and more blessings in front of us for us to reap. And you tell us to press on, to lay hold of eternal life, to sow to the Spirit and so reap back from the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to do that tonight. We want to set our hearts. We want to get ready in our minds, in our spirits, to serve you, to obey you, to see you, to have a taste of your glory, your greatness, to honour you for what you are. Lord, work in our midst tonight, work in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we hear you tonight, Lord, saying to us, as you said to the priests, this admonition is for you. Lord, we hear you saying it to us tonight. This admonition is for you. It's for you. It's for you. Lord, we want to take your words and know it for us. It's saying something to us. Lord, we want to sow to the Spirit and to reap back from the Spirit life and peace and provision and joy and abundance and honour, a position where you glorify us and magnify us and give us the honour that you want to give us. Lord, help us tonight and henceforth to live this way, to live for your glory, not to be like these priests who despised your name, but to live for honour, for live for the glory that comes from you, the only God. Lord, go with us tonight. Give us a good night's rest tonight. Grant our Father God that we may taste a little bit of that peace even tonight. Even as we sleep, may we know something of the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, go with us tonight. May we know your grace, your love, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit tonight and always. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.